And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I calm the frenzy in my life? We thank you for this question because it is in the atmosphere for human beings right now. The frenzy, the being whipped around, the lack of confidence in doing the right thing and taking the right next step. How do you calm the frenzy in your life? First, we ask you to unplug from the frenzy of the outer world, not the world that is within you, but the outer world, the world that right now is going through so much change and transformation and disturbance and whirlwinding and frenzy. You could say it is in the air, but it is not yours, dear ones. And this is the first and important point. As you are sending out lines to check in how the world is doing and listening to media and having the conversations that are disturbing to you with friends about the world climate, the world environment, the world politics, that can whip you up. It is not your frenzy. So we ask you to be very clear, and this is about your own sovereignty. Yes, you can observe what is going on, but we ask you to remember it is in perfect alignment with God's design for the planet. Right now is an epic moment in the life stream of the planet Earth and of humankind on the Earth. So much is coming up from the underground, the darkness, the difficulties, the injustices, and everything that you are seeing that is disturbing to you. These things must come up into the light to be released, to be cleared energetically off of the planet Earth. So even as the pictures are ugly and difficult, please remember this. And then for your own well-being, come home to the center of your being. There is no frenzy there. There is no whirlwinding or being whipped up there. This is your central point of being. It is where God and your spirit can most clearly speak to you. It is where comfort, confidence, security, safety reside. And be in that place. It is not a physical place. It is an energetic place, we will say, within your system that is the true place for you, the true home for you. There is no frenzy there. There is only calm and peace and comfort. In answer to your question, how do you calm the frenzy in your life? This is what we recommend. Come home to the center of your being. From this place, you may ask the questions about the details of your life. A relationship or conversation that has been upending to you. A job situation that is no longer satisfying and seems to be difficult for you. Your neighbors and perhaps the noise or the barking dog that is disturbing to you. All of the things that take you off of the calm, the peace, which is your design. Ask the questions about these details and stay at the center of your being as you wait and listen for the answers. Also, you may ask God to guide you and then to give over to God, knowing as you do, it is in the most capable hands in life. God is the ultimate authority. God is the one who is turning the wheel and keeping the creative momentum going on earth. The creative being unfolding, the unfoldment of goodness. Ask God for whatever your heart desires. Wait, listen, and then take the steps that the guidance is directing you to take. This is our recommendation and answer to your question. It is to make sure that your sovereignty is in place. By doing that, you are protecting yourself, actually, from the frenzy of the world. So ask that this sovereignty is in place and in integrity at every level of your being through simultaneous time. Then come home to the center of your being. That is where your peace, your calm, the truth of your being and every situation resides. Be there, dear ones. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.